evidence that Turkey is supporting Al-Qaeda in an attempt to overthrow Syria. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. I told you last week that media is ignoring the fact that not only did the Turkish Air Force shoot down a Syrian fighter jet, but that Turkey did so in an area where Al-Qaeda is attempting to gain control of a key northern Syrian border crossing. Well, now comes a new revelation. An audio recording of a phone call between high-level Turkish authorities, including the foreign minister, the head of Turkish intelligence, the undersecretary of foreign ministry, and a general. The conversation has been translated into English, appears to include statements by the head of intelligence to use Al-Qaeda to create a false flag to send troops into Syria. Reuters news agency, which examined that recording, said it could not verify its authenticity, but it was potentially the most damaging property leak so far, as it does appear to be a recording of a highly confidential conversation amongst us. Phishing can be created, they say, to land north of Apello, where a tomb, Suleiman Shah, is located. So how has Turkish government responded to this supposed leak? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. How has Turkey's government responded to a supposed leak of high-level officials working with Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria? By blocking YouTube from the entire country, which apparently didn't work very well. Officially, the Turkish authorities have said the only thing this recording actually proves is that they are making plans to protect Turkish land if necessary. But they've also threatened to throw into prison the traitor who leaked the phone call. This story proves once again that the case for war can be made through false flag operations and through propaganda. But thanks to new media, we might have insight into those kinds of operations like we never have before. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into the third hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Yes, 641, I really would like for you to email me and tell me about what your experience has been with that. Yes, 641's gotten a willow. So, can you think of anything more frightening than a bunch of aged ninjas with good, supple, pain-free joints? March 2013 is the starting point where Operation Choke Point began. And since it has come to light, it is beginning to... First of all, publicly, it is massively unfavorable, the reviews it's getting. But Congress is pushing back on them, too. There's been three hearings by House committees this week that are indicative of the mounting outrage that is generated. Months into his first term, Obama launched Operation Broken Trust under an executive order, creating the Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force, seeking to root out and expose various investment scams that cropped up at the start of the Great Recession. It has morphed into a gigantic interagency behemoth. You got the Department of Justice, the FBI, the SEC, the U.S. Postal Service, the IRS, U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and the U.S. Secret Service. How are they coordinating their effort? Inevitably, mission creep began to come in, and the scope of the investigative attention expanded to include at least 30 separate industries, many having little or nothing to do with financial services, such as ammunition sales, firearm sales, fireworks dealers, coin dealers, escort services, online gambling, travel clubs, porn, to mention only a few. They were selected by the task force as being high in reputational risk. Really? Pressure was brought to bear on banks providing services to them to terminate those banking services under threat of subpoena from the Department of Justice. Weaponized Department of Justice. That pressure worked. The Financial Services Centers of America commissioned a survey of its members and learned that 14 of the 61 banking relationships reported by its members have been terminated since November. Just ask T.R. Liberty, the owner of Discount Ammo and Guns in Florida, whose bank closes accounts in March. Or ask the owner of Black Rifle Armory in Henderson, Nevada, whose accounts were closed until the bank determined if any of his company's transactions were suspicious. Or ask Kelly McMillan of McMillan Group International, a gun manufacturer in Phoenix, Arizona, after the Bank of America abruptly terminated their 12-year relationship. McMillan said this is an attempt by the federal government to keep people from buying guns and a way for them to combat Second Amendment rights we have. Caught in the middle were the banks. They had to serve their customers while at the same time keeping the regulators happy. Richard Reese, a senior vice president of the American Bankers Association, said that was an impossible situation. This is a regulatory regime where they want to micromanage all types of transactions. All of this predicated on the notion that the banks are a choke point. On May the 7th, the pushback began when Senator Ted Cruz published his list of 76 lawless Obama actions. Operation Choke Point was number 8. This was followed by a demand letter from Daryl Issa, chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, which said in part, "The extraordinary breadth and depth of your department's dragnet prompts concern that the true goal of Operation Choke Point is not to cut off actual fraudsters' access, but rather to eliminate businesses to which your department objects." Weeks later, they published a report accusing the program of illegally choking off financial resources to legitimate businesses and claiming that the Department of Justice lacks adequate legal authority for its moves. Yeah, I would have to say so. ISIS committee claims it has effectively transformed the original FDIC guidance into an implicit threat of federal investigation. Suddenly, doing business, simply existing. If you're a merchant and you're in a high identified high-risk category, that's sufficient enough to trigger a subpoena by the Department of Justice. They concluded the department's radical interpretation of what constitutes an actionable violation fundamentally distorts Congress's intent in enacting the law and inappropriately demands that bankers act as moral arbiters and policemen of the commercial world. Another unintended consequence, if you will. Here's the thing about all these laws they create. I know that they are there to create laws. So maybe they shouldn't meet as often or for as long, but every time they create a law with these two dynamics at work, one for freedom, one not for freedom, and they're beginning to obscure a little bit in certain cases, if you will, every time they do that, I would submit to you that any law that they write is subject to being abused. And sometime down the road, or maybe right after they write it, or somewhere in between. The United States Consumer Coalition has announced a $5 million media campaign against Operation Choke Point, claimed that it is a program created by the administration to shut down lawful businesses by choking off their access to banking services. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Senator Rand Paul has filed an amendment to prevent any funds given either to the FDIC or the Department of Justice to enforce Operation Choke Point, particularly noting that it would prohibit any action by either department to discourage the provision or the continuation of credit to a manufacturer, dealer, or importer of firearms or ammunition. See, this is Operation Choke Point is a lot like these gun violence restraining orders. What they've done is they've, just like the gun violence restraining order, if you're a person that owns guns, well, you might be have a propensity for violence, right? So they've identified these 30 businesses and as possible fraudster-type businesses. And if you're in that business, then you get looked at. And then the chill sets in, and then you get kicked out of your bank. Pre-crime. It's pre-crime. Kodachrome, I think somebody's using a weed eater outside of the studio window. I think that's the humming noise you need. June 26th, Representative Bill Lutkemeyer filed a bill to end Operation Choke Point altogether, saying it's time to stop these backdoor attempts by government bureaucrats to blackmail and threaten businesses simply because they morally object to entire sectors of our economy. I got a question for you. I really do. Since the house is supposedly the purse, okay, why don't they just pass a law that all of these departments that want to run these operations, Fast and Furious and Choke Point and Wide Receiver and all of this other stuff, why shouldn't they just have to stop in? First of all, give them enough money to operate. That's it. Pay the lights. Pay the salaries. That's it. Anything else besides what their normal operation is comes into extra, and they got to ask for that money and justify why they need it. There's a little oversight for you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Strange how something just came out here in South Carolina after the primary is over. There's a cat here in South Carolina named Caton Dawson, and he runs, what's the name of the pack that he runs? The West Main Street Values Pack operates out of Lexington, South Carolina. I've met Caton Dawson. He's a real piece of work. former head of state GOP. When Lindsey Graham was up for re-election and being primaried, that PAC gave $250,000 to Graham's campaign, which originated with former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Like I said, it's very strange that it came out after the primary, because this would have been a major sticking point. Now, this was not directed in a totally transparent way to the Graham campaign. It was basically funneled through this PAC, this Republican PAC. Federal election restrictions prohibit the Political Action Committee that received the Bloomberg cash from coordinating with the Graham campaign on any delivery of message or coordinating spending. So when they gave that money, when Bloomberg gave that money to the PAC, it came with no instructions. Just put it in your campaign and use it. According to Kate and Dawson, that money came in support of Graham's continued long service in the Senate. Says it has nothing to do with Lindsey Graham. By definition, a super PAC is considered an independent political action committee that can raise unlimited amounts of cash from corporations, unions, and individuals, but it is not allowed to contribute or directly coordinate with a candidate. Dawson said, "I ask everybody for $1 million if I can. I was glad and proud to take it." Graham will be facing State Senator Brad Hutto of Orangeburg. Graham has $2,711,175 in cash on hand. Hutto has $51,109. Graham was... What's interesting here, okay? Here's what's interesting here. I contacted the state GOP on this primary, and I asked them, who are you guys going to get behind? And they made this big deal about not getting behind anybody, because if they did that, it would force a runoff. Which I knew that was garbage. All it did was ensure that all of the six challengers that faced him, some of them very competent, some of them incompetent as the day is long. But what it did was it allowed each and every one of them to get single digits in the percentage of the vote. That's what it did. So there was nobody that ever pulled away from the pack and showed themselves to be a viable challenger. In addition to the Democratic challenge, he'll be facing Libertarian Victor Coker, who I've never heard of, and Independent Thomas Ravenel. Now, Bloomberg's donation of $250,000 mirrors the same one that he gave to Mississippi incumbent Senator Thad Cochran. Where in Mississippi, there was a little bit of difference. There was one guy with the backing. Now, political observers say that Bloomberg's support of Cochran and Graham probably isn't that big of a deal to most voters and shouldn't be much fodder heading back to November now that the biggest in-party threats to the incumbents is gone. Scott Huffman, a political scientist at Winthrop University, said he's already won his primary. Now, I know Cochran is still embroiled in a little bit of a fight, but... Here's the thing about the Bloomberg money, okay? Bloomberg is funding nearly all the anti-gun, effective, getting any noise, anti-gun operations out there. He himself and I, or himself, he himself and himself. And a politician, Lindsey Graham, made this big deal. He came to town in the upstate, and he went to an indoor range and shot his AR-15. Great photo op. He's standing there in the lane. Clear safety violation. He wasn't actually in the cube, so I don't know if they did that pose for the pictures alone, and then he actually stepped into the cube to do the shooting, but I don't know. And he's taking money from a gun grabber. Now, we can sit there and ignore it, and we can say, well, Bloomberg just admires Cochran and Graham for their continued service in the Senate. Or we can actually take it for what it is. Anybody, a politician without principle is to be feared and is to be replaced. Now, Graham didn't need that $250,000. Not when his main challenger on the other party of the aisle doesn't have enough money to buy a Corvette. I'm sorry. When you've got enough money to buy a car dealership and your opponent doesn't have enough money to buy a car, you don't need the money. And yet, he took the money. And you know, he and Kate and Dawson are as thick as thieves. There is about, in Columbia, South Carolina, there's about five or six guys that exist solely on the inner circle of the Lindsey Graham machine. And they manipulate the state in a way that is unimaginable. Unimaginable. Because here's the thing. Lindsey Graham confirmed Sotomayor and Kagan. Voted to confirm them. And since since all of these unconstitutional laws either get bypassed by the Supreme Court or get taken up by the Supreme Court, and we're just like one justice away from having a lot of things reversed, even though I will tell you all day long that that doesn't make it right, and it's not just, it's not moral, and I'm not going to be bound to it. At the same time, he helped stack the deck because he believes the president won the election and he should be allowed to appoint who he wants. He is for amnesty. That's why they were calling him Gramnesty for so long. Amnesty in the United States, if we gave amnesty out there to all of these people that are here illegally, give it 30, 40 years. We don't have a constitution. We don't have a Second Amendment. Most everything that Obama touches that gets passed has something to do with taking your freedom away. And this guy's complicit and he's taking money from a gun grabber. I won't be forgetting that. Let me go take my blood pressure medication on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I don't like intimidation. And the only thing I dislike more than intimidation is people who fake something to make it look like they've been intimidated in order to further an agenda. So this brings us to this story out of Seattle. An anonymous individual or individuals left a target riddled with bullet holes on the doorstep of the Seattle King County League of Women Voters. A message, the League of Women Voters believes, about the state chapter's support for I-594, which would require background checks for gun sales online and at gun shows. A volunteer for the group found the target over the weekend. Allison Fair, the group's administrative manager, says the target did not include a note or any indication of who left it. However, she says it was clearly aimed at the League, given that the only nonprofit tenants of the building, including the Deaf Blind Service Center, the Helen Keller Center, and Powerful Voices, a group that works to empower young women, have not taken any position on any gun-related issue. She says it was just pretty unlikely that it was aimed at the Deaf Blind Service Center. There's no other reason why somebody would have left it on the doorstep. We do have one of those gun-free zone stickers in our window, but you'd have to be right up in front of our door to see it. President of the League of Women Voters, Ellen Barton, said, "This apparent attempt to intimidate us will not dissuade us from our work.
The League of Women Voters will continue to be a forum for dialogue, research, and education on gun laws and gun violence. And we look forward to reasonable, robust dialogue in the months ahead. And they're kind enough to include a picture of the target as it was left. Now, we're going to talk about it being left there in the first place. If you look at the picture of the target, the first thing that you look at it when you see it is it's, what kind of target is it? It's a pistol bullseye target. It's a 25-meter pistol bullseye target. When you're looking at the holes punched in the target, first of all but about four are not in the black. Second of all, I have never seen a caliber that small in my life. I've never seen a round that is powered by an explosion of powder that makes that small of a hole. So the first part of shenanigans we cry is that this is something that somebody that didn't know what they were doing shot at with a pellet pistol or a BB gun. They also claim that the target was found on one of their own by one of their own volunteers over the course of the weekend. It's a very interesting claim on a number of levels. Least of which is that pesky Seattle weather. See, this building that where they're housed in, it sits at a crossroads, and there's buildings around it. So if there's wind blowing, You get this almost swirling effect of the wind as it hits these various buildings in their various shapes and guises. Over the course of that weekend, the winds were gusty with speeds up to 12 miles per hour out of the north, with gusts up to 14 miles per hour. Sunday was even more blustery with wind speeds of 17 and gusts up to 21 also out of the north. Now, the front door has an awning over it, but it's open on both sides, if you look at the Google Earth picture. Then if you look at the overhead shot, you see there's additionally a street running in parallel in front of it, so there's no obstruction for wind coming in from a certain direction. And somehow, despite the heavy daytime winds both days, and the building's location on a corner where cross currents would have been swirling from East Madison Street, a target, paper, no weights, no nothing holding it down, unfolded, laying on the ground, stayed there in front. It didn't end up 16 blocks down the road. Or it didn't originate from 16 blocks down the road. Maybe it originated from 16 blocks down the road and blew and came to rest there. A 5-mile-per-hour wind would have blown this paper target a very long way, and they had winds in excess of three times that. Even if you initially placed it against the door, it would blow down the street in a matter of minutes if it's not secured. And the target had been folded as well. It was not flat, so it would have, a gust of wind would have caught that fold. So based upon weather data alone, confirming a brisk breeze both days, it's unlikely that the target was placed there by anyone other than the person that took the pictures of the target. But then back to the target itself. I shoot. And I know what a round going through a paper target looks like. And, oh, it's so much bigger than this. And they're all uniform, these holes. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 in the black. 1 dead center, and the other 5 on the outer fringes of the circle. And then everything else is low and scattered. These holes are too small even to have originated with a .22 long rifle. And they are consistent with a 4.5mm 177 caliber BB gun. This completely random shot dispersion tells us the person firing the shots had no interest in hitting any specific area of the target and was more interested in simply making holes than shooting a group. And then there's this low dispersion of the shots all below the midline of the target suggests the shooter was using an open sight and was a complete newbie at it who didn't know how to use them properly. They bury the front sight post deeply in a faulty sight alignment while allowing the front sight to drift both left and right. And looking at it, you can sort of, it looks like he was standing due to the wide horizontal shots or the wide horizontal dispersion, which indicates a great deal of unsteadiness even at close range. So this target was not fired upon by someone with a firearm, but with someone using a BB gun. And they were not skilled. And it's very unlikely that it was placed there and left for an entire weekend with those winds in Seattle. So this attempt at intimidation that they put out these press releases about is a lie. This was more likely faked by a supporter of Initiative 594 and the League of Women Voters. And the person whoever took those pictures of it was the one that put it there. Nice try. Now, moving on, going back to the Rolling Stone, because they, golly gee, I mean, it's just funny. They have this thing about the five most deadly guns, and I've talked about the five most dangerous guns in America. The claim is that these are the firearms causing the most harm. The evil, abusive, and negligent people causing harm seems a mere matter of semantics when there's an agenda to be pushed, however. Now, these harm-causing inanimate objects are, and see, this is not where they went out and got some statistics from the FBI and said, well, the Glock 22 is the main gun that we see at gang violence or crime. The inanimate objects, respectively, are pistols, revolvers, rifles, shotguns, and derringers, of which pistols, revolvers, and derringers fall under one group, and shotguns and rifles fall under another. Which leaves us to wonder what reporter Kristen Gwynn would leave us with if she had her druthers. She answers that in her next slideshow, which she claims is a profoundly powerful argument for stricter gun control laws. So I guess she means to leave us with nothing. Why not, when you can demonize them all? But as Billy Mays would say, wait, there's more. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Ill fated, bald, and dangerous.
All right, welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. We're about getting ready to go away for the week. In that same, Rolling Stone, this issue coming out has a whole section on the gun violence epidemic, which, if they let me edit it, it would say, gun violence epidemic, parentheses, that doesn't exist. But there's an article there by a contributing editor named Tim Dickinson, and I know that he is a fair and balanced subject matter expert based upon his past work. He is a Mother Jones contributor, and he wrote a very nice gushing Barack Obama tribute where he primarily kisses Obama's Gluteus Maximus repeatedly. He wrote an article called How to Beat the NRA in 7 Not-So-Easy Steps, because the gun lobby is a Goliath, even though Bloomberg is featured. Well, I don't know if they pulled his article or not. They pulled it offline. I will see what comes out on the magazine. So step one. We'll win it one day. Back in 1976, Pete Shields was out there saying, we'll do what we have to, but we'll get handguns banned in about 10 years. So, with that kind of success, who am I to argue? Step two, use the home rule strategy. Now, Dickinson hero Obama distracts everyone with fraudulent deceptions like what works in Chicago may not work in Cheyenne, while doing his utmost to impose disarmament on every town everywhere. Why not let states and municipalities ignore the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, just like progressives would have the feds do with all other provisions? Besides, if all the locals expose subversion or successfully fight back against politicians whose reach exceeded their grasp, why, they can always be dismissed as roadless rubes. Step three, it is a marvelous night for a blood dance. Isn't that inspiring? Who would have ever thought of such a winning strategy, aside from the same sign-holding bats every time there's a gun-free zone atrocity? Then again, what are their chances anyone will ask them ever to a real dance? And how are we ever going to figure out an appropriate way to respond to such a devastating tactic? Step four, straight out of the handbook that was circulating there for a while, leap before you look. Dickinson is upset about this, but he writes, when a catastrophic event like Newtown unfolds, there's an impulse to gather facts. There's nothing that says effective activism like ignoring reality and devolving straight into a shrieking bipolar frenzy. You know, if you go check into crisis management courses, they're all going to say the most effective emergency response involves listening to that voice urging a hysterical breakdown. Step five, roll out the AstroTurf. When you don't have grassroots, it helps if you have a billionaire benefactor, even if he is a weird and vindictive little alien child. Never mind that the bus tours had to hide their schedules so the subsidized protesters wouldn't be outnumbered by the roadless rubes. Nothing quite like having the dough to produce and air commercials where you encourage ignorant children to play with sex toys, which, come to think of it, is a pretty good analogy to the to these folks. Then you wish that AstroTurf. Step six is to wish that AstroTurf into grassroots. Click your heels and repeat. There's no place like every town. They claim 2 million members. You could tell that from those Bloomberg bus tours, or from the way the antis gave us a run for our money in Indianapolis at the NRA conference. And I'm sure that an unlocked and unloaded radio show is going to be announced any day now. Maybe this particular hate-filled, self-syndicated loon nobody but doctrinaire prosies listen to can step up to the mic and enjoy the same success as Air America. And hey, Rolling Stone, how about those reader comments on the Bloomberg interview, the Pratt hit piece, and your seven-step program working out? How are they working out for the Rolling Stone? Step seven. We'll always have sour grapes and promises of revenge, and nothing appeals to a career politician like urging him to fall on his sword. I endorse step seven. Or, as they say on South Park, Timmy! And here is step eight. Issue surrender or be destroyed, and resistance is futile, Borg ultimatums. Kind of like that clueless Mandarin Mike Lawler did in Connecticut, before realizing that would result in a noncompliance rate massively beyond the state's ability to enforce, no matter how much the Fourth Estate Fifth Columnists demand. Step nine, be astonished when intended victims do not go gentle into that good night. You can scoff at that all you like. You can remind everyone about government nukes and how we can't possibly stand up to the drones. You can scream insurrection. If any of that makes you feel better. But you got to remember, we're gun owners. We're getting sort of immune to your name calling. And the fact of some of us, perhaps 3% of us, we're not going to back up one more step from you, pal. Not one more inch. And we're going to continue to dress for success. One thing you could ask yourself, Mr. Dickinson, is how many of us are you willing to have the state try to kill, to bend us to your will? You might want to flesh out the next 7 steps if you ever attain a 90-plus percent noncompliance rate nationwide instead of just an overreaching red state or two. And what's the plan when millions of fed-up gun owners tell everyone like you where to go and what you could do with yourselves once you get there? What's the plan for that one? Now, you can come out and say, well, we don't have roads, and we don't have teeth, and we don't have this, and we don't know that, and we don't know this, and we're uneducated and all this other stuff. But the glaring fact left over, Mr. Dickinson, Mr. Bloomberg, Ms. Watts, the Kelly family, everybody out there, Obama, the glaring fact left over is that at the end of the day, while we may not have any of the things you say we have, and you know we probably do just because you're talking out of your primary point of contact when you're sitting down, is that we own guns, like it or not. And there's 100 million of us, and if they all don't roll, then there's enough of us that a small percentage of us can roll, and we are the largest land army on the planet, and we're fighting from the home turf. And we have no choice because we're fighting for our lives, and we either die or win. Do you want to face that? Do you want to face off with that? Mr. Dickinson, are you and Jan Werner from Rolling Stone, are you going to accompany any of the raid teams when you come to put us in our place? Are you going to plate up? Are you going to pull that charging handle back? Are you going to have some weight on your thigh from a sidearm? Are you going to be doing fire maneuver? I can tell by the content and the tone of this entire Rolling Stone setup, this whole magazine and everything, every article they wrote about guns in this particular article, the answer to that is going to be no. It's going to be no. You guys don't have the capability of fighting and waging war from the Salvation Army, let alone facing a guerrilla warfare group that would be the American gun owner. So take your article, roll it up, and lower that final point of contact on it, and enjoy the feeling. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.